would be RWP 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, what's going on? WRWB 49. You're up early this morning.
Oh, I'm always up at 4, at least by 4.
Well, I meant on here early. I should have clarified that.
Yeah, normally just listening at this point, but whatever.
Yeah, I was out here for a little bit yesterday after work, and Charlie and I, we were talking until, you know, we had some unwanted QRM, but, yeah, well, what are you going to do? It is what it is.
They were doing it again in the afternoon, eh? These guys just don't quit.
You know, it's their main MO. You know, they're so frustrated and so bored and lonely that, you know, their go-to.
Yeah, well, they're consistent enough, they'll get busted, so they definitely, they definitely are consistent, and that'll get you popped. All right, well, anyways, Wednesday, finally, first full week back, so it's a tough week.
Yeah, I've been working extra overtime this week because we got a co-worker vehicle's down, so I got to pick up the slack.
All right, very good. I may have been in a bad spot there.
Oh, no, you're in a perfect spot.
Yeah, well, about 10 minutes away from getting in the shower here.
Yeah, pretty soon I got to get ready and head out the door, but I still got time left.
All right, well, I'm going to get to my coffee. I'll catch up with you in a little bit here, Mike. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
All right, well, I'll be here standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year, WRNW329.
It's under 10. Just on your way to work there?
Just heading in a little bit, a few minutes behind schedule, but I guess I'll make it on time.
I'm heading out to doing an early thing today, so just mowing my way to the work site.
I normally don't start till later, like 7, 8. Early start, that's an early finish, I guess, make it a better day.
Oh, I don't get out early today, but I do get overtime, so that's all right.
I did a little overtime for the holidays. I took about 4 days off, but I worked most of it. I got to take a little break now. Just 8 hours, that should be enough for this week.
Yep, I hear that. Yeah, I had to work during the holidays too because I had some, you know, overtime that, you know, that came up. So I took it.
W.
running around with a little extra money in the pocket. That's for sure.
Nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. So, and of course, you know, with my line of work, there was, you know, we were kind of short-staffed. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll take it, you know.
That'll work. I'll keep you busy anyway. Not much going on with this crappy weather we've been having. I guess when it warms up, then that's when I don't, myself, I don't want to work the overtime when it's summertime, when I enjoy some of the day. You'll probably get longer days, I guess.
Keeps warming up like this, and that means no more ice fishing. At least for me, anyway.
Next couple of days, I guess, pretty warm. But have you been out on the ice catching fish at all already?
I guess, but I've seen guys out there already at the foot of Selfridge over there, foot on Fire Hall Road there. Then I've seen some guys out there by Lance Cruz Bays. About it. Not too many.
Being cold enough, long enough before the ice, I don't know how thick the ice was, but myself, I think I'll pass on that ice fishing. Looks like fun, though. But these warm days here, yeah, I might cancel some of that out. It's a little scary, anyway.
I take it you don't ice fish, or you ice fish? I know you say you're a big game hunter.
Oh, ice fishing. I'm scared of that cold water. And you never know how thick the ice is, so I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, the one year it was like 3 feet thick. Or was it 6 foot? Anyway. They're not going through that. Neither is a vehicle.
I haven't been down there yet, but normally I ride down there near Selfridge and see ice fishermen out there. I just view it from the shoreline. Feel much safer.
I hear you. Yeah, I like to, you know, go out there and watch those guys and, or go out there myself. It's pretty fun.
Now, the one year was quite busy out there. It's almost as far as you could see. I could see ice shanties out there. And I thought about taking the old ATV out and riding along. That sounded like fun, but that could be a little scary, too. But the ice was pretty thick that year. But yeah, I tried not to go on it, I guess. But it's tempting.
I go up there near Anchor Bay and watch the snowmobile races they have on the ice, along with the ATV. That's by one of the DNR access sites. They're on M29.
Well, I heard somebody talking about it. That sounds like fun. Not sure when they have it. I heard somebody else mention it before. I'd love to watch it. That'd be nice.
Around this time, you know, it's going on now. As long as the ice is frozen enough and solid, you know, they're out there doing it.
This one, maybe I'll have to check that out. I don't mind watching that stuff. Lots of fun.
When I'm not, you know, in the woods deer hunting, that's one of the other things I like to enjoy.
Yeah. You like the deer hunt, you say?
Yeah, I go every year to the UP.
Yeah, that's a fun hobby. I like doing that. Got a lot of relatives that used to hunt. but after they get lost in the bush once or twice, they're terrified of the woods now. They stop going.
Where I go, it's private land, and it's, you know, it's nice. I mean, it's in the UP. We're in the mountains.
I copy that. You're all hunting up in northern Ontario most of the time, but up there where we're at, there's a whole lot of nothing. If you get lost, it's not going to be good. Whole lot of nothing for miles and miles.
That's an Ontario. Which part? I know Ontario is a pretty large province.
I ended up in Fort Francis for at least 20-some years, the last 4 years or 5 years, hunting up in Thunder Bay, just north of Thunder Bay.
I'm not too familiar with that area.
Both of those areas are about 24-hour drive, long drive. Do have ski resorts there. I don't think they have big ones there that I know of, but in fact, if you cross up at the Sault Ste. Marie and north of that, quite a ways north of that.
Sioux, I know that, man. That's, you know, my grandmother grew up in the Sioux in a small town called Flintron, just outside of Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
Nice country up there. Really nice country. We like to camp in the outdoors, lots of trails for miles and miles. Like crown land, they call it, I guess. Be like state land here.
Yeah, I don't do state land. That's one thing I don't do. Too many sound shooters, and, you know, you're risking your life going out in the woods with a bunch of other people you don't know and where they're at, and it's, you know, it could be a mess.
We hunt at it, we're already out in the sticks, and it's about, they got roads, old logging roads go back in 30, 40, 50 miles in. We go in halfway in there, very rarely. You see anybody, some locals come in and do bird hunting, like the weekends. Other than that, you don't see nobody.
Good morning from WSHM 738.
Morning. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too there, Tim. Jammers are up early this morning. Anyways, good morning, Tim, and good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, we're just out here talking about, you know, deer hunting.
WSBT 754, finally on the right channel. And good morning. Morning, Tim. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul. Another wet one.
Just not cold out. You don't suffer as much when you got a cold vehicle and had to work.
Yeah, I can agree with that. At least it's not bitter cold. But I'm sure it's on its way.
Yeah, in this kind of moisture, I don't have to shovel. I went my driveway twice so far with a shovel, but I guess I'm trying not to put the four-wheeler out with the blade if I can help it. But I guess it's coming, so I better get ready.
I don't believe our winters are like it was back in the 70s or early 80s, but once every 10 years you'll get 13, 14, 15 inches at least once every 10 years, but not every year.
Very seldom these days. The snow we get, it lasts a day or two, then it warms up and it rains and it goes away.
Yeah, it's going to get cold again after the next couple of days, I think. It's going to get back a little colder, so. Yeah, whatever. I'm just looking towards spring now. Charlie! Yeah, here in a few more weeks we'll be on the downslide, so. Yeah, we're fortunate it's not that cold. Yeah, I remember back in the 70s. It's like it started snowing in November and it didn't quit until April, so the last couple of decades it hasn't been too bad. Go ahead, Mike, WSBT 754.
We haven't had much of a big massive snowstorm in what, almost 10 years.
I remember the one year it got really, really cold for a sustained amount of time. And we kept getting these, like, 2-inch snows every couple of days, and it just kept mounding up. I don't remember what year that was, but I believe it was within the last 15.
That was, what, back in 2015, or was it? Or maybe 15? Yeah, either. It might have been 15. That was the year when the UC got dumped and, you know, our former governor had to call a sick.
Yeah, that's probably about right, Mike. It just got really, really cold. I think one year it was like 15 below static temperature. I mean, that was the year all that was going on, I believe.
Yeah, that kind of temperature I can do without, man. I don't mind the 20s into the 10s, you know, for a little bit. But it gets down there to 15, 10 below, yeah, I'm done, man.
I can almost deal with it if there's no wind for a little bit, but when the wind blows and it's that temperature, it's terrible. Cuts right through you. Tim, and then send it over to Mike. All right, Mike, pick it up.
We lost him. Anyway. Not really going to work early. It's like, you know, a little bit here. Oh, well. At least it's money in my pocket.
You working more hours, Mike?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, stuffing that cash in that back pocket, huh?
Oh, is it? Here? It sure beats being a bum and getting paid once a month.
Yeah, that's no lie there. Although, I want to be that retired bum with that once a month paycheck.
Ones I'm referring to are the ones that, you know, that sit around and claim they have a disability, but they don't, and damn them. I'm out here and cause trouble. Anyway, I'll be back, guys. That's a drive-through.
Look at that. He's spending that hard-earned cash, man. He's getting, he's going through the drive-through picking up some food. He's spending that extra money already.
Yeah, it's easy to do, man, when they're stuffing it at you. Well, very good. Well, it's already time for me, so I'm going to run in and make that coffee. You guys have a good day and drive safe. WSBT 754.
Okay. Okay, Charlie, good morning to you.
Good day, Charlie. Yeah, I end up hitting the channel by mistake. I wonder why I got quiet.
Yeah, we threw it over to you, and then I was going to have you throw it over to Mike. You didn't respond, so obviously that's what happened. There you go, you're back.
I'm just trying to keep an eye on this aggressive drivers out here this morning. I guess they're running real late, but they drive real aggressive.
Yup, see them all the time.
Make a stop here myself right quick and then get around the corner from work.
Alrighty. Oh, what was all that?
Feedback of some sort. And we'll catch you later, Tim, Charlie.
You guys have a good day. Have a good day. WRNW 329, clear for now.
Okay, Tim, good morning to you. Have a good one. We'll see you from WSHM 738. Mike?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, catch you later, Tim. Yeah, just getting my artery clogger on a pump, so.
What did you get to eat?
My artery clogger on a bun at the drive-thru.
Man, sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's what told the Simpsons. The one doctor says, oh, if the wax tape was clear, it's good to eat.
All right, very good. Well, getting to the middle of the week here, and looking forward to getting to the weekend.
Yeah, today.
Out there a ways, Mike.
Yeah, I think over here by the bay. Monitoring.
Okay, that carrier is coming from 11 Mile Road and I-94. 696 and I-94.
Well, that's over there by, doesn't he live over that way?
Yep. HT on a rubber ducky, full scale, 696 and I-94.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, you know, an HT, and then when you get close.
Yep. Scott Hubble. SCU-202. Told you, Mike, persistency to get them busted. There you go. I'm I-94 and 8 Mile Road now, so there you have it.
Audience is not...
Not the brightest bulbs in the bunch. Alright, mission accomplished. There's another one. WSHM 738.
He was trying to get over the top of you, but no bueno. Anyway, I take it you're almost at your destination?
Cat 3 Jammer. We'll see ya. WSHM 738.
Yeah, well, the other one there that just keyed up, that's the alternator guy.
The Coalition of Punks, that's what it is, Mike. We'll see you. Good morning. WSHM 738.
You noticed the outlet below 13 mil. What a coincidence. We'll catch you later, WR.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSTU 844.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848. GMRS World out there. Everybody have a great morning.
WRZX 218, WRZ 28, copy. Hey, we're back, WRZX 218, go ahead, Jack.
Oh, you sounding good. Your audio is so high, you're sounding really good. And how are you doing this morning?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. I had to go out of town there a couple of days. Got back last night late, but everything's good. All the snow is almost gone over here, Roger.
Yeah, you're right. All the snow is almost gone here too, but not yet. It still is not snow out here. Roger
that. Yeah, it'll be gone after today. It's above freezing, so it's gonna, it'll be gone. Today's it.
I had my Thursday, it'd be 55 degrees out there.
Copy that. There was some rain, I think, too. So that'll wash all the salt away. That's good there. Copy?
Roger. Well, I'm glad you were out of town a little bit. Take a break from that snow and cold weather.
Roger that. Yeah, I gotta go back to Menards and load up on some bird food and stuff out here. And get that squared away today. So I'll be out in a mobile there, Roger.
Roger, anyhow, you sounding good? I think you're on different radio.
Well, Sean with the harvest.
Yeah, that did it too. That harvest will do it too. You got full signal here.
copy that. I just dropped down to low. I just dropped down to low power for like 5 watts there. Copy.
It still sound good. I just got up about 15 minutes ago. Haven't had a coffee yet. But we'll talk later when you're on the road. I'll be listening out. WIUZ, wait in. Have a good day.
Roger that. All right, Jack. We'll talk at you later out on the road. WRZX 218 on low power. And we're standing by.
WSEU 202, base unit, standing by.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCP 257. I'm going to be mobile and monitoring. WSKK 864 monitoring.
WSDU 202. WSDU 202.
WSFF 330, monitoring.
WB 49 calling W. That's 7754. Y'all through this afternoon, Joey. WSPT 754. Y'all through this is WRWB. 49. WSPQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
Rick, you better check yourself, man. You better keep my name out of your mouth, man. I ain't saying nothing to none of you people, man. I give up on you guys. Leave me out of your mouth.
That's funny. You just made fart sounds, and then all of a sudden, you know, I mentioned your name, and man, you're right there. You know, it's just like this morning when you got, like an HT.
I was listening to my radio and heard you calling from somebody. Somebody's making fart sounds, and you bring my name up. How do you know it's me, brother? How can you tell that it's me keying up my microphone? I'm sitting here listening to you guys make fools of yourself every morning. Leave me out of your mouth, Mike, before I come visit you, man. I'm getting sick of your mouth.
My coax again, like you did before when we caught you on camera. Look, listen, this morning you got tracked down and you were, you know, throwing carriers and get chunk in the repeater, and someone caught you on the input side with a HT without the antenna on HT. So, right there at 11 mile and 696. So, that's all I gotta say. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Mike, you've completely lost your mind. You have completely lost your mind, Mike, with tracking me down. You're crazy, brother. I wasn't even out of the bed yet this morning, man. So just shut your mouth. Get me out of your mouth, Mike. All right? WRWB. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Quit saying my name. I'm not saying nothing.
Like they say, the ones that yell the loudest are the ones that are most guilty of something. So, anyway, I'm going to be standing by.
The ones that always say things the loudest are the always guilty ones. How about the ones that always run in their mouth? They don't know what you're talking about, Mike. You're talking out of the side of your neck. You have no idea what you're talking about, man. All you do is run your mouth out here. That's it. And I didn't cut your coax. Believe me, if it was me, dude, I'd have ripped your whole goddamn antenna down. I had nothing against you, Mike, until you started shit with me.
Charlie, out there yet? WRWB 49.
Afternoon, Mike. Just jumped in the truck. WSBT 754.
What's going on, man? Just figured I'd jump on here for a little bit before I have to head back into work. I got to work until 6 o'clock.
Oh no, man, you're putting in some big hours.
Tell you, man. Well, just because we have, one employee, her car, you know, just mysteriously died, you know. It's one of those deals where it's like, oh,
I don't want to have to abide by the program. I figured, well, I'll just come up with a, you know, an excuse, say my car's down. She'll just quit. I mean, she works a second job anyway.
It's funny how some people just always have problems, always.
When you confront them, you know, with the real truth, then they start backpedaling, talking in circles, screaming at you, saying this, that, and the other, and try to accuse you of being the aggressor, or the one that lies a lot, or, you know, leave me alone, you're getting on my case. It's like, oh my God, I swear.
Yeah, the guy, this machine's going to you know, furnace, and, you know, this, that, is always having problems, always needing to get out of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a, it's beginning to become a high turnover rate with our company because, you know, just people don't want to work. They just don't want to, you know, if they got to do a little bit extra or put a little bit more effort, it's like, God forbid, you know, they're like, ah, please, stop. You know, I can't do this no more. It's getting to be too much for me. It's like, oh, please.
And never mind that when they're not there doing their thing, somebody else has got to put in extra time and effort, but that's okay, right?
You know, I'm getting paid for all the hours I work, so if they want to just duck out, that's fine, you know, I'll take their hours.
Oh, man, what are you at home now, or you're at your job and you got to go back in a little bit?
They're a nondescript location. I got to finish, you know, go back to the first place I started, and then from there, then I'll be gone, going home. Well, I'm not going to go home right away. I got to go with a buddy of mine and look at some stuff, some equipment.
I gotcha. Oh, man. It's been a tough week, man. I didn't want to come off my vacation, and now I know why.
Yeah. I hear you. That's how I felt after I came back from dinner. I just, you know, I was like, man, you know, I can't deal with this. It's like, I should have stayed up there.
I hear you. Yeah, I got one of my older machines, one of the oldest ones I got. I was making a heck of a racket all day today, and I couldn't pin it down. Found a couple things that didn't look all that great, messed with that, and it helped out a little bit. And at the end of the day, my afternoon guy comes in, and I was over there looking at it, and I says, man, this thing's loud. He goes, yeah, last night, man, it was doing all kinds of weird things. It would stop running, then it would take off, and then it would make a lot of noise. And I'm like, gee, Jeff, I didn't see any notes on my desk about that at all, man. I looked all over and I couldn't find any notes, you know. Dude, don't you think I need to know about this?
Verbal communication skills today are very, you know, lackadaisical. It's not so prevalent.
And then we got a bunch of new people started, and I got one of them brand new. He's lost, you know, and we use pins to measure our parts, different size pins for different parts and whatnot. I had three on the table, and then today we only got two. Like, where's the third pin? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? But, I mean, dude, what do you mean you don't know? He goes, well, it hasn't been here all day. It's 2 p.m. I'm like, what in the world have you been using to check these parts with? Oh, I just didn't check that part. Oh, my God, man.
It's got to suck. Ay, ay, ay.
man. Oh, no. I just figured I'd just... It'll be alright. And I'm like, oh my god, man. No, it won't be alright, dude. For real, man. And then he stands there and wonders why I get all frustrated and intimidating and all this. I'm like, what do you expect, man? So I had to go up and get another pin out of the tool crib, and I'm like, oh my god, man, these kids, dude. Two more years, Mike, and I'm hanging up my boots.
That's like my dad one time told me a story. They had this guy from Truck and Bus out in Pontiac. And it's no longer there. They tore it down when GM went bankrupt. But, yeah, they bring this guy from Truck and Bus, and they bring him to the tech center down in Warren, because they had to relocate all those people. And my dad sees this guy. He's like, with a tape measure, measuring a blueprint. And he says, my dad says, what are you doing? Well, I'm measuring the blueprint. He goes, what was your job title before this? Well, maintenance. Now they got me doing, skilled trade, metal model making. And he's like, no, I'm talking to the boss. I'm sorry, but we don't need you here in design. Sorry.
He's using a tape measure? Oh, my God, man.
Come to find out, those guys that work down Pontiac, they either did production work, or if they did work on, movement machines, they were pretty much all set up. All they had to do is just make one part for, so many runs for, the dealerships, for whatever. And that was it.
Yeah, why use three or four different micrometers, man, when you could just use a tape measure and cover them all? Well, the boss came out there one part today, and he must have saw the look on my face. He said, is everything all right, buddy? I just kind of looked at him and says, man, just go away. You don't want to know. I'm not in the mood for this right now, and we went up to his office. He felt like we had to go talk about it and trying to calm me down. And I'm like, dude, I'm not really that worked up, but I'm just so frustrated with this kind of stuff, man. He knows he has to have all these pins. He's got to have them, and he don't say nothing. Well, he's new. Well, but I didn't say on his first day that if you only got two, just use two, don't worry about it. No, I said you got to have all three. Well, what more do you want me to say to the guy, man? Oh, man. Two more years, and I'll never wear work boots again.
These guys, you got to, hold them by the hand and, teach them, It's kind of like those people that you see, on those little short buses that come from the group homes, where they're telling these adult children, no, come over here, Leonard. No, don't freak out. Friend. We got to come over here. We got to do it this way.
Yeah, well, I'd hold their hand, but they're normally picking their nose with one of them, man. That's about where we're at with these people some days. I just don't understand it. I don't know how the hell they breathe every day. I think you have to explain it to them in, then out, then in, then out.
Like my cousin, he had to train this guy from Hamtramck Assemblies, okay? And, they closed down Hamtramck at one point for a while, so they had to relocate and reassign people, so they bring them all to the tech center. And this kid was supposed to be trained on welding at the overflow group building at the tech center. So, who comes? The first day he shows up to be trained on spot welding, he's wearing nylon shorts and a nylon shirt. And my cousin says, why are you wearing that? Well, you're supposed to train me on welding. He goes, do you realize if one, hot piece of flag, you know, flies up and hits you, you know, on your shorts or your shirt, you're going to go up in flames quickly. No, I'm not training you. Well, the boss says you got to do it. He goes, no, I refuse. So he went to the boss and...
Hey, you dropped out, bud. Did you accidentally hit the channel button? WSBT 754.
No, I didn't. That's weird.
So the guy's going to learn how to weld and he's wearing shorts?
Not just any shorts, but nylon shorts with a nylon t-shirt.
The boss ought to be fired for even suggesting that, man. Oh my. These are our future leaders.
I also want to hear from the committee man or the union rep. So, and because the guy was a minority and he came from Hamtramck Assembly, you know, they didn't want to, you know, clash with you know, labor relations and all that garbage. So they said, you know what? And then that's when my cousin said, well, forget it. If you train him, I'm going home.
I think at that point, I'd be like, you know what? Get after it, buddy. Get after it. Man, just weld your little heart out. In about 3 minutes, you're going to understand why you shouldn't be wearing nylon shorts. There's a welder. Holy smokes, man. I'm getting scared for our future.
When I was in high school, I worked at Farmer Jack. And we had this guy on, he was a floor crew. Okay, he was just the floor guy. Back when, you know, Farmer Jack had their own porters, you know, A&P would spend the money. And then, of course, before, anyway, this guy, man, it's like, he should have known his job. I mean, but he couldn't even, I mean, for some odd reason, he'd always have a hard time working the floor machine. And he'd been doing his job for like, you know, 20-something years. And for some reason, you know, he'd always seem to take that, the burnisher or the wet mop and, you know, take one of the end caps off, you know, so twist it down the aisle and merchandise would go everywhere. It never failed with him.
Well, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just getting worried for our future, and I just want to get out of work, and I want to be done so I don't have to deal with this anymore. The higher up I get, the worse my job is. Hell, I'm not even really in management, so to speak, you know. I'm kind of like in between supervisory and management, and I told them before, I don't want to go any higher than what I'm at now, so don't even ask. And quite frankly, dude, I'm about ready to ask for a transfer to the truck driver. Give me a broom and a mop and call it good.
As long as you get paid the same, I wouldn't mind being a porter, you know. It was, if I was getting paid the same and whatnot, you know, less hassle.
Obviously, I would not be making what I make now as a truck driver. I make pretty good money. But there's just some days, man, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I copy.
All right, before I lose you, because I'm coming up to the rest areas, I did get the word that Blondie did make it pull through or whatever. Not exactly sure the particulars, but she is in the hospital and able to take visitors, so at least not that drastic.
I'll have to tell my buddy, or that he's probably, you know, he listens sometimes out here, and I'll have to let him know, or he maybe heard. I gotta call them anyway to see, you know, what time we're picking that stuff up, so.
Yeah, I don't know any of the particulars, and I wouldn't say on air anyway, but she's still with us and able to take visitors, so apparently it wasn't as bad as what it sounded, but you never know.
I copy. All right, well, I'm starting to lose you there, man, so we'll talk to you in the morning if we don't get heckled by the usual. All right, sir, this is WROWB 49. Will be clear on your final.
Okay, Mike, have a good night, man. Be safe. See you in the morning. WSTQ 754.
WSTU 844 calling WSHR 566. No copy, WSHR 566, WSGU 844, clear.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSEP 257, Mobile Inn Monitoring. Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284, this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257. You out there?
What's going on, 257? This is WSIT 284.
Not much, just on the drive home, seeing if you pulled the trigger on 9 and 10, over.
I sure did. It's about to get here tomorrow, and I actually just got the shipping notification saying it's actually shipped, so it should, in fact, get here tomorrow.
Roger, did you end up going with BNC? Are you going to take the plunge and switch over to BNC for your radios, over?
Yeah, I have the cable, and I have the adapters now anyways, so that's what I'm using now when I'm running, for instance, any of the antennas on the pole, and then, of course, along with my SWR meters.
Okay, Roger, at least the version I get of the antenna is a PNC mount for that flexi antenna. I wasn't sure if that's the one you got, or if they, I don't even know if they make an SMA version. I was just wondering if you decided to go, so like all my radios pretty much, I put a BNC adapter on and then just run BNC antennas for, just because I like swap antennas out or want to hook them up to the cable so often that I don't want to have to sit there and screw it, unscrew things. So I was just curious, over.
Okay, yeah, roger that. I just took a look here, and it is, in fact, the BNC version. So, yeah, that's definitely the one that I got there, is the BNC version.
Okay, roger that. Good to know I've turned another person to the dark side. Over.
Not really sure how. I wasn't even really aware of that, man. It's pretty weird. I've been around a lot of the forums and a lot of everywhere else, and nobody really ever mentioned it. It was always just, make sure you get the shielded coax, you know? And I was like, okay, cool. That's what I got to know. But as soon as you said that, it is very easy to see that the BNC is where it's at for this frequency. Over.
Yep, there's a reason the military is solidified on type N adapters and then BNC for the most part. They do use some SMA, I think, but Yeah, that's like their go-tos. But a lot of like the HF guys still just, it's so ubiquitous now, like the SO239, and for HF frequencies, it's not as big of a deal. So that's why I think it's still so prevalent, but I took the plunge and switched, like, all my stuff over to Type N and PNC, like 90% of it's PNC, but then like if I'm doing like a permanent install, I usually go with Type N just because it's weather, it's essentially supposedly, you know, a weather type deal. I mean, I always, you know, self-adhesive tape it, but to weatherproof it in addition, but my first HF antenna I put up SO239, and even when I taped, lightly taped it, and it eventually got water in the connector. And then the same thing with my SMA in my truck. I taped that, but within 2 years, there's already, you know, water ingress in there. But I switched over to Type N on my HF and haven't had an issue since. Not saying there won't be, but Type N and PNC are my go-to over.
Yeah, absolutely. Copy that. I can see why, like, in all ways. It's even, it just kind of attaches nicer, you know, just the way the pins go in through the slot, and you just turn it on there, and instead of kind of worrying about if you're threading it correctly or you got your center pin in there correctly, it lines it up for you really nice. And then, of course, the Type N, it's, like, recessed, so there's not water getting in there by just the nature of its connection, so... Absolutely the way to go, man. Appreciate you pointing that out for sure.
Roger, roger. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of wave, say hi, and see if you pull the trigger. So, when you get that thing, just throw it on your meter and then play around with it and find out what length it's optimal for, you know, whatever frequency you want to work with, you know, MERS or, you know, the... 467, 462, and yeah, you can just put a little paint mark on that telescoping antenna, and then you know, whenever you're going to transmit on that frequency, tune it to that point, and, you know, you're getting like 1-to-1. Over.
Yep, absolutely intended to copy your method there, because it's perfect for, you know, what I typically want to do with it. And I got a couple of the paint markers, one of the Sharpies and another actual paint marker too, so I'll get the meter on there tomorrow and, you know, just be adjusting it for likely what you just said, MERS and 467, 462, so that's typically what I'd be doing. And it's really cool with that antenna that you can just adjust it that easily. There's nothing to cut or mess with, and it gives you a much better match than even the Nagoya, essentially, because you can actually adjust it there.
Yep, roger that, and I found, like, I mean, when in doubt, like, if you're in a hurry, just whip it all the way out, and that sounded bad, but just whip it all the way out, and you usually get less than 3-to-1 on pretty much everything before you send it, so as long as, you know, you're making contact, that's what really matters, but yeah, if you want to choose, then yeah, you can, like, you know, use your mark to dial in, make sure you're getting, you know, maximum power out of the antenna. That's why I had 10 of them, because, like, once I found that, I was like, this, you know, the way to go, like, even, when it's collapsed, though, you're getting, like, horrible SWR, so I wouldn't transmit like that, but that's how I usually rock it for receive, and then when I want to transmit, I'll, you know, just swing it out. But yeah, anyway, just wanted to say, hello, and, see if you got the alert. So, all three for repeater here, this is WCT257, I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Roger that, T57. That's kind of how all my Baofeng stock antennas are, too. They aren't very good as multi-band antennas. They aren't very good for me to transmit on GMRS, even though they tend to transmit. It's probably just thing with that collapse. But yeah, good recommendation there, and good to hear from you. Have a safe trip home. This is WSIT-284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSHB 717 radio check.
Station didn't copy the call sign. You're rather quiet, but it seemed like you're coming through clear enough, but you're very quiet, at least for me. Over. WSHB 257. WSHB 717 radio check. WSHB 717, calling from Guard City. How far am I going up there?
WRWY 979 on frequency. WRWY 979 on frequency. Negative contact with anyone. WRWY 979 clear.
WFKK 864 monitoring.